I knew there were bonuses to this job. And, ooh, blue again. An early ticket. Blue D8. Oh, it's an auspicious ticket. It's 8. Mel 8, here we all are. No one? Oh, maybe. Yes! Looks good to me. Jess, do we have a match?
I say we do, yep.
We have a match. We have a match. Unfortunately, we don't have a prize, but...
It'll be coming.
It's on its way. Oh, what's your name so we can find you again? Andrew Jones.
It'll be back shortly.
Andrew Jones. And finally, for the little tucks.
You were looking. She was totally trying to pick her own ticket. I'm telling you.
Another blue one. Blue D93. No one. Oh. Yes! We have a winner. Come on down. Looks good to me. We have a match. Yes. Find me later. What's your name? Paul Jankowski. Once I've had a chance to get someone interesting to sign it. And that's the raffle. Next, bringing stuff to give away. The guys this morning really loved their act so much, they've decided to have a second go. They've also suggested anyone who's local, who has stuff that they would like to give away, could bring it tomorrow to open day and we could kind of have a little, you know, impromptu swap meet. I'm sure that, you know, people have cool stuff that you want and you can give cool stuff away that you don't want. So bring stuff tomorrow. More prizes. Who likes prizes?
You want to hand out stuff now?
He wants to hand out stuff now. Okay, come on. John, you were doing this too, were you not?
Okay. Hands up if you weren't here this morning and don't know how this works. Okay. Keep your hands up. Hands up if you were here this morning and you know how it works. Okay. Anyone who doesn't have their hand up right now is not going to be able to participate. Okay, we have a Cisco 24-port FastHub 100. Who wants it? Someone down. Okay, this is a very large, very large, very old MyTac notebook. It has a notebook case with it. It's got a bag. It's got to be worth something to someone. Who wants it? Somewhere way down the back. This is a HyperPen 8000U cordless PC tablet. Who wants it? Arjen's got two arms up. Arjen has two arms up. He can have it. Someone from the back of the room who wants a 512 stick of DDR2 RAM for a Toshiba M400 P100A. There are two of them.
Oh, wait.
There was one more thing, which I almost absconded with. A Minimax high-speed wireless mobile broadband CDMA USB modem. Catch. Thank you.
Okay. Prizes. Haha. Oh, I see. Okay. Mm. just don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Don't need your help. You're lovely. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Hello, everyone. Every year, Auslabs, or IBM Auslabs, every year, my name's Jeremy, everyone. I work for IBM Auslabs. Every year, hello, that's must be Jeff. Every year we run the Hackfest at LinuxConf AU. So this year was no exception, and we had a lot of fun doing it, and we hope our entrants had a lot of fun entering. So this year, our entrants were rendering fractals. We had these nice, pretty images. Thank you, everyone.
It's not a puppy.
But puppies were last year. And they had to do this using the cell processor. And we had a lot of great entrants. There's a lot of work put into it. I remember there were some logins at late hours of last night. But it came down to two winners. The first received a Sony PlayStation 3, which was the machines used to develop the Hackfest. The second prize goes to James Julian. Come up. You can come up here and show your face to the lovely people. Our first prize was one of our fancy new machines, a 4-core PowerPC 970MP based developer workstation, and a Sony PlayStation 3. And that goes to Anthony Towns. Congratulations, guys. Just like to say a few thanks. Unfortunately, it's not here today. It'll be delivered to your door soon. Just a few thanks to all my helpers with the Hackfest, with the organisers of LCA for putting in a lot of work configuring the network to suit us. And that's about it. Once again, a big applause for these two guys.
Congratulations, guys. And thank you, Jeremy. And to Chris Yeo, who is our official Hackfest team member. Jeremy and Chris have been scheming for a long time, apparently. Speak to Jeremy. I'm sure he'll comply. Right. Ding. And five. Ding. Okay. iSharpener. I actually haven't checked in with this, but I don't think there was an entry that beat the steam-powered sharpener. I haven't actually seen if it works yet, though. So, because we're actually now running out of time, I'm going to leave it until tomorrow. Lightning talks. Prizes. Did you get enough time? Ooh, we have more prizes.
Okay, we have two prizes. I was going to give one to best first-time speaker, but I forgot to keep track of which people were first-time speakers. Sorry. So instead, in the interest of keeping things moving, we're giving one to the person who finished quickest. These prizes are courtesy of Leslie Hawthorne at Google. She thought I suggested this. They're $100 book vouchers from the University of Melbourne Bookshop, which, if you hurry, we open for about another 5 minutes today. Otherwise, you can come back tomorrow for open day and go then. Steve Ellis wins for 1 minute 13 seconds. We are also planning that it be some swag. You may have to come to the Google shop stand tomorrow because I just ran out of time today to sort that out. And I think there really wasn't any question which talk was most popular. Paul Fenwick and his... Thanks heaps to Google and to Leslie for when I suggested this idea for a prize. She's like, great, yes, do it. So over to Donna.
Everyone, a huge thank you to Anthony for running our lightning talks. Just a note, AusCon, call for papers, closes on Tuesday. Community service announcement. AusCon is a huge, huge, huge conference. And where is it? It's somewhere on the other side of the world. Portland. Yeah, other side of the world. So not near Warrnambool. That's one for the Victorians. Over to Jeff Waugh. Do I have to do a bit of a touch? Sing us a song. No. I was singing, some of you may have caught me singing Amazing Grace this morning when I was clearly delirious. I'm not doing it now, not with a microphone. But has everyone had a good conference? Brilliant! Yes. I've had a good conference. Some of you may not realise that I went off and had a massage on Wednesday afternoon. I thought that was really good.
Good morning, freedom lovers. it's a tradition that we've created since Canberra in 2005 to hand out the Rusty Wrench Award at the conference dinner. You may notice that there's no food here. It was a somewhat different dinner this time around, and I figured that announcing the Rusty Wrench Award while people were rapidly running past going, "Ooh, chorizo hamburgers!" I don't think anyone truly would have paid attention. There was so much going on. So instead, we're going to be doing the Rusty Wrench Award here. Rusty Wrench Award, I tried to create a tradition. The fact that we've done it three times thus far means that it's stuck to a certain extent, so that's good. The name is significant. It was named after a man that some regard as the godfather of Linux.conf.au. I prefer to think of him as the goofy uncle of Linux.conf.au. or Australia's answer to Borat. LCA, very nice. High five. So Rusty was the first recipient of the Rusty Wrench Award, which sounds a little bit strange, but we wanted to start it off by naming the award and granting it to the person who inspired this conference. And then the model was that the Linux Australia Committee and the previous winner would pass it on to the next recipient on each year. So then we had Pia Waugh, who doesn't like the fact that I use this image, but unfortunately she hasn't given me a better one, so I keep on using it all the time. And then Pia passed it on to Kimberly Weatherall last year, who I'm not entirely sure appreciates this photo, but it was the most awesome one on Flickr. So I had to use it. So at this point, I would like to invite Kimberly to come up on stage and pass on the Rusty Wrench Award, which she has in her hands. Of course, she is holding it together, unfortunately. And I mean,
it's all your fault. From the party last year, Mikey Boss Labs. No. So I have to hold it together because it does kind of fall apart. Whoops. Yes, well, so now you know. It did actually make it a lot... Sorry.
It did actually make it a lot easier to get it into luggage. Because I was really... I was really dreading having to explain it to the airline staff. No, I am not, in fact, going to use this as a weapon. Because, you know, like last year, I bought this tiny little suitcase, and I'm like, oh, no. So, how do you actually follow up on Rusty and Pia and some random lawyer who did something weird? I actually learned soon after getting the award that it was a little bit of a curse because there was this tradition that you had to think of someone to give it to the following year. And so I was, you know, linux.conf.au came closer and closer, and I was getting a little bit more stressed, and I talked to people and I looked around, and you know, there's all this fantastic stuff going on. I talked to lots of people about who's contributing to this community. And there were people who were working in education. There were people who were recycling computers. I went to Linux Chicks, and there was a whole talk about people who were working with disadvantaged people and teaching them to program and teaching them to use computers and letting them take computers home. And I'm like, wow. And then there are the people who run these conferences. You know, you've got Barcamp, you've got OSDC, you've got the lovely Donna who ran, you know, this amazing conference. And I'm just getting more stressed at this point. I realize I've got two problems. One is I have serious geek envy. Your community compared to lawyers? I went into the wrong degree, right? So I'm just going to keep hanging around for a little while. So that's one problem. The other problem is we still have to find someone to give this amazing thing to, which has been causing comments all year in my office. It was really hard to explain it to the dean when he walked in. I thought I hired an academic, you know, this is when I arrived on the job. So at this point, you know, it's like, what do you do? You know, you do what people in the open source community do, and you kind of ask for help. So I have to say, I'm not going to hand over the prize to someone today because I don't know what to do. But at this point, I think I should hand back over to Jeff to explain what is going to happen.
But this is certainly not the end of the line. Thank you very much, Kimberly. So I emailed Kimberly a little while ago and I said, so I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is you don't have to choose someone. The bad news is that sentence ends with yet. So instead what we're doing is growing the Rusty Wrench Award into the Australian Open Source Awards. And this will be an open community nomination process for a number of awards. It's supported by Linux Australia and Open Source Industry Australia. One for outstanding service to the community, which you also know as the Rusty Wrench Award. Outstanding technical achievement, outstanding project or group, use of open source in government, use of open source in business, in education, and in community organizations. The great thing about these prizes is that we're going to get a whole range of really awesome case studies for the people who nominate for these prizes. We're going to have wild cards as well. So you're going to be able to nominate things that don't fit in the categories because we hadn't thought of how awesome things could be yet. So the judges will have full discretion to go off and give prizes to people who don't fit in any of those categories. They'll be able to make them up as they wish. Which brings us to our judges, of course. If the judges are here, please stand up. Some of them I know aren't. First is Michael Carden. Don Christie, who unfortunately is stuck in New Zealand. James DL, who's stuck in Sydney. Dr. Sylvia Pfeiffer, who's stuck. Dr. Andrew Trujillo. Pia Waugh, who was our international delegate to the New Zealand Open Source Awards. Myself as convener. The annual Rusty Wrench Awardee Chair. We're not breaking with the tradition that the Rusty Wrench Awardee has a part to play in the selection of the next Rusty Wrench Awardee. So each year there'll be a permanent chair for the previous winner of the Rusty Wrench Award. And of course, that responsibility goes to Kimberly, so she doesn't get out of it quite yet. A permanent Linux Australia chair for one of the members of the Linux Australia committee, and a permanent Aussie chair for one of the members of the Open Source Industry Australia board. Very quickly, I just want to tell you about one of the inspirations for the Australian Open Source Awards, the New Zealand Open Source Awards. They did it, and then I quickly realized that we had to beat the crap out of them. Aussie, oi, oi, oi. They did a really beautiful, slick, professional awards ceremony and gala dinner. And they had great sponsors, who you can see up here. Beautiful, beautiful trophies. And some awesome winners. Peter Harrison, who's the open source ambassador. He founded NZOSS and shepherded through its early years. Chris Cormack, who founded the Koha Library Management Software, the New Zealand Open GPS Project, who are mapping the New Zealand roads and rivers. Yeah, please, clap. The New Zealand Summer of Code, because remember, folks, summer's the other way around down this hemisphere. The State Services Commission, who run newzealand.gov.nz, I couldn't cut with three or two letter second level domains, which is all running open source backend. Zoomin, a mapping application that has really deep knowledge of New Zealand businesses and can be used in other websites. Select Parks, which is a really awesome community for gaming and interactive graphics designers to meet and share what they do. Vet Learn, which I think is really sweet. It's ongoing education for vets throughout New Zealand. They have a similar kind of distance learning issue that we have here in Australia. The whole thing runs Drupal, and they have a community working to put that together. It's very cool. Open Polytechnic, which run connected Moodle instances so that some of the polytechnics far away from the regional centres can share their e-learning systems and share different curriculum between them. COS got a special award, a wildcard award, for his huge contributions to Ruby on Rails. Nominations for the Australian Open Source Awards open in February, and you'll be able to nominate yourself, your own project, or others. Sorry. Nominations open in March. Clearly I was on crack when I wrote this line. The awards gala dinner will be running in July. And that will be streamed across the nation, so you'll be able to watch as the whole gala dinner takes place. So think about it, start thinking about it now. Who will you nominate? It opens in March. Get ready. Thank you.
Whoa. Cool. July's really dreary in Melbourne, so it's good to have something to look forward to.
Sydney.
Yeah, but that means we can, you know, fly north for the winter. Yes. We had a, what's next? Wait, 2009. Cue video. Wait.
Is it playing? No, it's not playing. Wait. There should be audio. Damn it, where's the audio? Sing, sing.
I'm not going to sing. You don't want to hear that.
Well, I'm the bid leader for the winning team. And unfortunately, we don't have the music, but as you can see from the picture up there, it is a Tasmanian devil, and Tasmania is going to be where. Where it's held. So a couple of the team members are walking down there with some postcards and some fridge magnets, and I tested out the fridge magnet on a fairly large pizza delivery flyer, and holds them up very well. So very useful, and keep you reminded that it is going to be in Tasmania, and you all should come down. I forgot. Yes, I'm Ben. Hi everyone. Yeah. Firstly, I'd like to thank everyone that's been involved with this conference. They've put on an amazing conference, and they certainly have raised the bar that we will hopefully meet. We will meet. Of course, we'll meet it. At the bar. Well, Tasmania does produce the best beer in the world, so we will be raising the bar. Also, I'd like to thank all the volunteers and everyone that's made this conference what it is. It's been fantastic. So, what's great about Tasmania? What makes you want to come down to Tasmania? Apart from the fact that the scenery is... Oh, apart from LinuxConf. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're having that down there, aren't we? Yes. Apart from LinuxConf, and the scenery and the history and all the great stuff about Tasmania, the other thing that really makes it a fantastic place for LinuxConf is the fact that it's a small place and it's got a very, very tight community. And that's been that's the theme of the conference, that it's a community. So it's the thing that binds all of us together in the Linux community, and so we want to try and reflect that in the conference. So I hope you will all join with me next year in marching south to Tasmania for what hopefully will be one of the best Linux comps ever. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Tasmania. I'm looking forward to it already. I might get to see something.
Is there anything else you need?
There was a couple of other things.
Nope, not that one. Not that one.
No.
Not that one. Closed it.
Is it all right? Oh, who closed it? Who closed it? How evil.
Maybe I closed it.
Okay, we're actually meant to finish in 4 minutes. So there's not a lot of time for the speakers panel. But before I deal with that, and Rusty's clearly coming over to help me with my difficult predicament, any volunteers who still have stuff left in economics and commerce, that building is being locked down at 6 p.m. I suggest you leave now and get your stuff out of there. Hopefully everyone has already got their stuff out of there, but someone did say make an announcement. So if anyone has to dash off now and pick up a few things, sort of understand. Rusty. Well, just the speakers panel, do we want to just let go of that tradition this year, or do we want to go over time? We can. We can go over time. We can totally go over time. We just have to keep it kind of brief. Speakers, come on up! And the person who had the quilt, you might want to bring that up because a few of them haven't signed it yet, so this is your opportunity.
I'm going to be handing around.
We are doing the speakers panel. If you want to stay.
So over 10% of our attendees are speakers, so I don't know that this is going to work.
Have one question.
While our fantastic, wonderful speakers are making their way to the crowded, tiny podium, and you, please perhaps just put your hands together and thank them for giving us a fantastic conference!
Do we have any questions? Put your hand up.
I was going to ask just a silly question. Can you put up your hands if you run Ubuntu on your primary desktop? Fedora? Debian? too, Steve? But you, Macintosh? Have I missed any? Gen 2.
You're going to ask yourself a question?
No. The best phrase I've heard at this conference so far, instead of distribution agnostic, was Debian agnostic.
Questions? Don't be shy. Who would do it again?
Do what again?
Speak. Yeah.
Who is doing it again?
Good thinking. We should all do that.
So I just want to know, who do the speakers want to see next year?
Who do the speakers want to see next year?
B. Dale, because I was on opposite him.
Me.
Xavier Leroy, he's the guy behind the OCaml compiler and also did some of the early pthread stuff, or Linux thread stuff.
If we can find where the body's buried, that's a good idea.
I think I'd heard Matthew Garr during the week saying he'd love to hear ESR.
Often the best thing is seeing the people for whom this is their first LCA speak at the next LCA. So whose first LCA is this? Who will put in a paper for next year? All of us.
It was my first LCA last year, and I got to speak this year.
Last question. She said one more. She's the boss. Well, most important Linux development in the last year. L guest.
Git, because otherwise you wouldn't have half the crap you have right now, and that's for damn sure.
I know it started before that, but I would say OLPC.
Oh, and now two more. How's that?
I'm a softie, ask my team.
Okay. Yep.
What's the biggest mistake you made in preparing your talk this year, apart from, you know, waiting till this morning or, you know, the night before?
That's not a mistake.
I'd say I speak for everyone. Drinking.
I didn't actually offer a talk. I just sort of stuck in.
That wasn't a mistake for you. It was a mistake for people in the audience.
Waiting until half an hour before the talk to make sure your demos are working.
Not sorting out the video connection. We set up everything else, the Braille display, the speech synthesis, and right at the beginning, and we didn't sort it connect to the video output so people could see what was happening on the console, and that's a mistake.
How did... But you didn't know, so it's okay. Excuse me. They're piling up.
So I was trying to pick pictures for my talk, and I thought it would be a good thing to, like, ask for help. You have no idea what kind of arguments you can get into about which picture is best.
Timing things so that EXE3 decided to have SDK just when I booted up for the talk.
This is a paid commercial announce for ButterFS.
Not disabling the fire alarm.
Working with AJ on my talk, so he knew all the problems of the talk, and then letting me into the talk.
Waiting until during my talk to see if the demos worked.
Forgetting to edit out the partial nudity in the video that I used to begin my talk. Should be up on YouTube soon.
Using a piece of Microsoft hardware to present your talk with.
Okay. But she said two more after she said one more. That means we've had one more, we need another one.
Yeah.
Questions? I realize that we're front biased, so I'm looking towards the back for questions. Or maybe I'm not. Okay.
I just want to quickly ask a question in regards to Webmin, or whether there is a better package or program that can be used.
It's your open source support call!
Anyone?
Puppet, I have a talk about 3 hours ago. You should come to it.
I think we're done. Every year, the speakers, in gratitude for the great organization that we see, throw some money in. You know who you are, who didn't. And we buy a gift. So I want you to imagine a large gift that I should have purchased today. Being transferred now to Donna and Peter. It is a fantastic gift, so please give a large round of applause.
What's kind of dangerous about that is you've now left it to my imagination.
Yeah. Sorry, it's not a naked Dad Jones.
I have some more slides. Can someone up there get the slides back up? Right down the bottom, under speaker's panel, is thank yous all. If we could proceed to the next slide, someone who's over there. The team. My God, like I'm getting this thank you, but there is absolutely no way that I did this on my own. In fact, for the last few days, I've done very little. They have done everything. And I'm really quite sure that despite the length of that list, there's someone missing on it. And actually, she's walking in the door right now. Jacinta Richardson for organising Open Day tomorrow. I forgot to put you on my list. Peter Lieberding, James Turnbull, Abby Miller, Steve Walsh, Grant Diffie, Kim Oldfield, Ali Russell, Janet Horton, Don Dowsmer, Stuart, Seth Young, Kim Horton, Ryan Verner, Julian Goodwin, Jason King, Aaron Walsh, Julia, I don't know what your surname is, Yuri Baum, Catherine Phelps, Faye Coker, Joan Benjamin, my mum, Lynn Rutledge, Rusty Russell, Kelly Yeo, Chris Yeo, Daniel Patton, Lisa Bain, John Felito, and a whole bunch of other people that I just forgot to put on the list. And Linux Australia, who really actually make this possible, because they bankroll this until you guys do. And our sponsors, of course. Next slide, please. Our marvellous volunteers. I'm not going to read them all out, but there was a cast of thousands. And weren't they marvellous? Unfortunately, they're all packing up right now. So please, please give, if you see the red sleeves around tonight, you don't have to buy them a beer, but give them a beer or say thanks and pass it on. And yeah, they've just been phenomenal. Yeah, give them a hug. Some of them might not like that, but... Some of them may not like that, but, It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I am so going to miss my army of minions. My God, I love them all. Anyway, next slide. No, that's the microphone. That's the chup-chup. Our sponsors. Oh, my God. IBM and Hewlett-Packard, Google, the Linux Foundation, Multimedia Victoria, VMware, Canonical, Intel, and Catalyst. Thank you all so very, very much. Red Hat, Novell, Oracle, and Trolltech. OpenQuery, Fosmart, Sigil Studios, Dria, I never did get to find out which way to say that, and Intellect, and Linux Magazine, Open Channel, Builder AU, Debortly, Arnet, and SecurePay. Huge round of applause. Brings us to a close. Except for tonight's party. Thanks, Google. And open day tomorrow. For open day tomorrow, including the annual general meeting of Linux Australia, a couple of best ofs, including Doug Chapman and his robot. And I didn't catch the other one.
And Pierre's talk, Heroes from the Linux Chicks Miniconf.
And lots of fun. See you tomorrow. See you tonight. Let's party!
Seems to be some kind of fail. Logistical.